good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing. Now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. You. It takes a lot to get them right when you're alive.
Ain't Joel be surprised to see me?
Sure. She's not expecting you till tomorrow.
Tootie scrape.
You know, Eddie, whenever you come up for a visit, Joe's so happy she's even nice to Blair.
Tootie, you gonna help me or what?
What are you girls doing?
Scraping off gum.
There's nothing more disgusting than dead juicy fruit.
Here you go. My special oatmeal cookies. They taste so delicious. You forget they're good for you.
Garrett, I told you not to go through any trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble at all. Come on, Eddie. Come on, make yourself at home.
Make yourself at home? I never thought I'd hear those words coming from that mouth to those ears.
Oh, Natalie. Eddie and I have always been buddies.
Buddies? When he and Joe tried to elope last year, you were ready to strangle him.
That's true. But everything's fine now, now that we've come to an understanding.
She means now that I understand that me and Joe are too young to get married, huh? Joe!
Eddie!
Oh!
You're early!
Oh, you mind?
Are you kidding? You look terrific!
So do you, honey. Oh, I missed you so much.
Oh, I missed you. You got another stripe! Oh, I'm so proud of you.
I was hoping you'd notice.
There's someone I want you to meet. This is Eddie Brennan, my boyfriend.
How you doing?
Eddie, this is Bob Perkins, my husband.
You're what?
No, don't panic, honey. See, it's for this social studies class we're having with Bates.
Yeah, they pair up a guy and a girl from each school, and we have a simulated marriage.
Oh, yeah? Well, how much is simulated and how much is marriage, huh?
No, it's just an excuse to give us more homework.
I bet they're working your tail off. But this weekend, it's strictly R&R, right?
Oh, good. I could use it. This course is a killer. See, what we have to do is make up a budget. So much for food, rent, entertainment. We even have to figure out our income tax.
Yeah. It's supposed to prepare us for the future. Teach us compromise, commitment, how to handle money.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Young people get to know that sharing a bed isn't the only thing in a marriage.
No one said it was the only thing. It's just the best thing. I was just kidding, Miss G.
Mrs. Garrett. I got the gum off your chairs. Now, how do I get it off my hands?
Come on, we'll stick your hands in the freezer and crack it off. Trust me, trust me.
So, for this marriage course, you picked Bob? Bob, it is Bob, right?
Right.
Well, no, I didn't pick him. See, we were assigned alphabetically. Polnicek, Perkins.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
I'll never be able to show my face around here again. You won't believe the turkey they stuck me with. I'd rather be married to him.
Fine, Blair. How are you?
I've had better days. To make you marry someone just because you have the same last initial is positively medieval.
And who is the blushing bridegroom, Blair?
Some guy named Wilbur.
But I thought you were paired off by last names.
That is his last name.
Oh, God. Wilbur, what's his first name?
Would you believe Waldo? It's just not fair. I mean, look, even Joe got lucky.
I think I'm the one who's lucky. I got her.
No. I'm the one who's lucky. I got her.
Here we are. A room full of lucky people.
Well, I guess with Eddie here. Eddie, it is Eddie, right? I guess with him here, you're not into doing homework now.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget we got tickets to the dirt bike rally tomorrow.
Oh, hey, that's great.
Well, you know our budget's due Monday. We've got to get together sometime this weekend.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, we'll be back in the afternoon. We could do our homework then.
Fine, I'll see you then. Bye, Eddie.
Boy, Joe, you certainly lucked out. He's adorable.
He's a nice person.
How am I gonna make it through the next 2 weeks being Mrs. Waldo Wilbur?
Well, I think this course is a terrific idea. Now Joe will really be ready to be Mrs. Eddie Brennan.
Hey, Mrs. G.
Hi, kids. How was the bike rally?
Oh, it was super. There was a guy going around the track doing wheelies, blindfolded.
You don't say.
Oh, it was incredible. Wasn't it, babe?
Yeah, great.
Oh, before I forget, Bob called to remind you that you're working together this afternoon.
Oh, Eddie, I'm sorry to mess up our weekend like this. I'll call him and tell him I can't make it.
Oh, no, it's all right, honey. You better do your homework. I'll come by this evening. We'll go to the arcade, all right? Mrs. Garrett, you're never going to believe what they did for the big finish. They had a guy go up a ramp and over 12 cars.
How do they do that and not end up like applesauce?
Who knows? I guess you just cross your fingers, spit, and hold on for dear life.
Oh. No, see, it's like what we studied in math. You can figure it out. If the acceleration is constant, the distance traveled from rest equals 1/2 the acceleration times the approach time squared. And then you cross your fingers, spit, and hold on for dear life.
Let's move on to the entertainment budget.
I have a feeling this is where the compromising comes in.
Yeah, well, we've got to cut corners someplace.
Hi, Blair.
Hi.
Hi.
You two kids keep working. Don't let me interrupt.
Well, look, I'm willing to put aside money for your dirt bike rallies. But there's got to be enough left for me to take the train into the city for the Shakespeare plays in the park.
I'd like to see those plays, too.
Okay.
Look at you. Married 2 whole days and not 1 argument.
How's your marriage with old Waldo working out?
We're looking at twin beds. Does that tell you anything?
Let me get the classifieds and we'll find out how much apartments are going for these days.
All right.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the newlywed game.
She's got a great little head on her shoulders, doesn't she?
Yeah, yeah. She'll make somebody a terrific wife.
That's what Eddie says. Eddie? Eddie who? The Eddie who gave her the ring that she always wears around her neck?
I guess they're pretty serious.
It's true love. It's just a fling. Does that clear it up for you, Bob?
You know, maybe it'd be cheaper if we budgeted for a furnished apartment.
I need you girls to set up for dinner.
We're gonna have to quit now.
No problem. We can finish it later.
Oh, I can't. I've got plans with Eddie.
Oh, but Joe, you have to finish your homework. We'll entertain Eddie. I'll read to him or something.
All this stuff's due on Monday, and we haven't even put a dent in it.
Yeah, you're right. I'll call Eddie at the Y and tell him I have to work.
I'll meet you at the pizza place at 7.
Wait a minute. Are we working or are we eating?
Can't you do both?
Well, let's concentrate on the working. I'm trying to get an A in social studies, not pepperoni.
All right, I'll see you later. Here, let me help you with
it. I got it.
Come on. With your appetite, we'll never make it on this food budget. Guess I'll just have to eat a lot of my mom's old standby, Hunter's stew.
How do you make that?
Well, You hunt around the kitchen and throw whatever you find in the pot. You know, you've got a great sense of humor.
I'm just saying that because I laugh at your dumb jokes.
Of course. But why else would I say it? You know, you're a very interesting person.
You think so?
Yeah. So, what's your philosophy of life?
I don't think I have one. At least, not one that I've written down.
That's good. Neither do I. But you know, that could be one.
One what?
One philosophy. To say that I have no philosophy of life could actually be a philosophy.
Of life. Right?
I don't know if that makes any sense.
Sure it does. It's like saying to someone, I'm not playing by your rules. Right away, that becomes your own rule.
Right. You know, you're a very interesting person.
I know. You told me that before.
And I really enjoy working with you.
I enjoy working with you, too.
Are you kidding? Before I came here, I thought literature was graffiti that was spelled right.
No.
Hey, Eddie, wake up. It's after 11. What are you doing here? You knew I was working.
I just want to make sure you got home all right. Hey, what are you doing here?
I wanted to make sure she got home all right.
Well, I got home all right, all right?
Well, if you got some more homework to do, I'll shove off.
That's okay. We're finished. I'm going.
Oh, don't leave on my account. I'll go.
You'll both go.
Listen, Joe.
Look, it's late. Go home. I'll see you in class on Monday. And I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Hey! Well, it's about time.
Would you give me a break?
Do you know what time it is? It's after 11 o'clock. That's what time it is. You and Bob must have had some date.
It wasn't a date. It was a working dinner.
I'm a little fuzzy on the relationship here. I mean, does Eddie date other people too? No, Eddie would never cheat.
How would you like me to punch your light out?
You wouldn't want her to die on an empty stomach. Let's go downstairs.
Not until I find out exactly where Eddie stands.
Natalie, go stick something in her mouth.
Don't be angry at Tootie.
She just has to get used to the idea that you're dating other people.
I'm not dating other people. Look at this work. Simulated marriage class, proposed monthly budget, food, rent, utilities, pizza crust, medical, entertainment. Does that look like a date?
All right. It was a working dinner.
Are you trying to kid Blair? It was a date and you know it. We were sitting at a table with nothing between us but a pepperoni pizza. That's a date.
What about all this?
All this was finished by 8 o'clock. And after that, we laughed and talked and had a great time. It was awful. Why did I stay there with him?
Because you were laughing and talking and having a great time. Why is that so awful?
Because I'm not in love with Bob.
Joe, a date doesn't have to lead to love. Or going steady. Heck, it doesn't even have to lead to another date.
My mother calls that being fickle.
My mother calls that playing the field. It's one of the advantages of being young and unattached, and in my case, beautiful. But you wouldn't know about that. I mean, you wouldn't know about dating. Eddie's the only boy you've ever dated.
That's the way I wanted it, and that's the way I still want it.
Oh, come on, Joe, stop kidding yourself. You're holding on to Eddie like he was a security blanket.
Look, just because you can't stick with a guy for more than 15 minutes, don't try and break Eddie and me up. We're together, and that's the way we're gonna stay.
Oh, here you are. There's a message for you. Your husband, your Bob called.
Oh.
Looking for something?
No, I'm just looking for something.
Born free as the la, 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 la.
Claire, why are you so happy?
I'm getting a divorce.
Have you thought about this?
Are you kidding? That's all I've thought about since this stupid marriage project started.
Well, some people just can't make a commitment.
His name is Waldo Wilbur. I cannot commit to a man with two first names. What are you looking for?
Nothing. It's gotta be in the lounge.
Well, I'm going upstairs. I have to rework my marriage budget to include alimony.
Looking for loose change?
It's not funny, Mrs. Garrett. I lost the ring that Eddie gave me.
Oh, well, let me help you look for it. Sometimes I wonder what you girls do when I'm not here.
I hope I didn't lose it in the pizza place. Maybe it fell into the antipasto.
So, when are you and Bob going to go out again?
We're not.
Oh, you don't want to?
I do want to.
Then you will.
I won't. Mrs. Garrett, look, I won't because I want to. That's why I can't. You understand?
Believe it or not, I think I do.
Good. Then explain it to me. I don't understand what's happening to me. All my life, I wanted to have one person I was special to, and who was special to me. And then we could be together and it would last forever. And I've got that with Eddie. So why do I want to go out with Bob?
Because he interests you.
So what? What am I supposed to do? Just go out with every boy that interests me?
Why not?
You mean play the field? That's so... so... Blair.
Look, Joe. Your life is changing. You're not the same girl who rode in here last year on her motorcycle. You're growing, and your needs are changing. Why not be with the people who fulfill those needs?
I'm changing my needs. It all sounds so selfish.
That word really takes a bum rap. Now, what's so terrible about doing something for yourself?
And what about other people? Don't I owe them something?
You owe other people the very best of yourself. And if you don't take care of that, you won't have anything to give Eddie or anyone else. Oh. Joe.
You found it.
Joe, hey, Joe.
In here, Eddie.
Oh, Eddie.
Hey. Well, what's the matter?
Your ring. The chain broke, and I thought I lost it.
Oh, you found it. Calm down.
Well, if you two will excuse me, I'll... I guess you will.
I just don't understand. I mean, I didn't take it off or anything.
I know. Hey, don't worry about it. Look, Joe, there's something we gotta talk about.
You mad about last night?
No, I'm not mad. But I can see something's going on with you. Every time I come back here, you're a little bit different.
What do you mean, different? My hair is the same. My face is the same. All right, so I put on a few pounds. I'll lose it.
It's not the stuff on the outside. It's like you changed.
Yeah. I know what you mean. But see, it's the school. Going to classes, the library, museums. I've just been hanging out with the wrong crowd.
Joe, I feel like when I talk to you, you don't understand. And when I listen to you, I don't understand. I mean, am I crazy?
No. You're not crazy. What do you think we should do about it?
I don't know. It's just that things don't feel right.
Well, what are you saying? You think we should break up?
No. I mean, I don't know. Look, Joe, maybe you... Maybe we should see some other people.
How am I gonna make it without you?
Oh, you've been doing just fine. Can't you see that?
Eddie.
Hey, this is not goodbye forever. You're not going to get rid of me that easy. You know, I'll always be here for you.
You think you should take this back?
I don't know. You want me to?
I don't know. Maybe you could get a refund or something.
It costs $5 a month. 2 years, I'll have it paid for. I'll write you when I get back to the base, okay? And you'll write back. Then I'll write back to you again. You okay?
Look at it.
I know. But that'll change. You'll see. One day, this ring will give you pleasure. Oh, yes. You'll show it to your grandchildren and smile and tell them all about your first love.